Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Arihant Super Structures Limited, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kapil Yadav from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Arihant Super Structures Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q3 FY23 earnings call. From the management team, we have Mr. Ashok Jhaja, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Parth Jhaja, Promoter and Whole Time Director, and Mr. Abhishek Shukla, Chief Strategy Officer. I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Kapil. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking the time out to join Arihant Super Structures Limited conference call to discuss Q3 and nine months to FY2023 results. First, I will go through key business parameters for Q3 FY2023, followed by the financial highlights of the quarter before handing over to Mr. Parth Jhaja. To start with, the company has achieved sales booking of 505 units in the third quarter, which aggregates to rupees 224.3 crores in value terms. This is a growth of around 21%-22% YOY. With this, the sales for the nine-month period is 1,159 units and rupees 548 crores in booking value. The total area sold for this period is close to 9.5 lakh sq ft, and the total collection for the quarter and nine-month period stood at rupees 89.8 crores and rupees 318 crores respectively. During the quarter, the construction work commenced for our latest affordable housing project, Arihant Aradhya, which is located near Kalyan. The project was launched in December 2022, and we have already sold 35% of the launched inventory. That is 440 units. We are gearing up for new launches in the next two quarters, which we'll brief you over the course of the call. We are also venturing in plotted development space with the addition of 25 acres of Mumbai-Pune highway near Hiranandani Fortune City, Panvel. We'll again throw more light in the call later. With this, the company has added approximately 2.4 million sq ft with a gross development value of rupees 1,100 crores plus to the project portfolio in this financial year. Now, coming to the financial highlights, the total revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 115.21 crores as against 88.6 crores in Q3 FY2022, registering a year-on-year growth of 30.1%. At EBITDA level, the figures stand at 29.93 crores as against rupees 18.47 crores in Q3 FY2022. That is a year-on-year growth of 62%. The company has also registered a strong growth in consolidated profit after tax of 72.3% to rupees 19.95 crores in Q3 FY2023 as compared to 11.58 crores in Q3 FY2022. The nine-month FY2023 too is showing a good picture. The revenues, EBITDA, and profit after tax have grown by 24.7%, 28%, and 34.7% respectively. The revenue for this period is 325.7 crores, EBITDA is 69.2 crores, and PAT is 42.4 crores, which are very close to the full year figures for FY2022. This quarter also marks breakout in terms of our PAT figures, which has in trailing 12 months has crossed 50 crores. To be precise, it is about 52 crores. The EBITDA margins have also improved by 57 basis points to 21.25% and PAT margins by 97 basis points to 13.03%. With this, now I will hand over the call to Mr. Parth Jhaja, Additional Whole-Time Director, Arihant Super Structures. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the conference call for Q3 FY23 earnings and business update. Thank you everyone for joining. We are happy to see business grow despite the inflation and higher mortgage rates. The Union Budget 2023 has provided the real estate sector with crucial support and incentives. The government has announced several measures to stimulate investment and economic growth with an increase in capital expenditure on infrastructure investment to 10 lakh crores. which shall boost the economy and create new job opportunities. Growth in real estate is expected in line with the increase in outlay of PMAY and CLSS schemes to 79,000 crores until 2027. In Q3 FY23, our company's construction activities have picked up quite well in the quarter, and we have seen tremendous progress in the execution across all our sites in Mumbai, MMR and Jodhpur, Rajasthan. We have received OC for the new tower at Aryan Tabita. Other sites in MMR region are also closing towards delivery and OC applications. We also launched our Kalyan project in this Q3, Aryan Aradhya, and we have seen a good response from the home buyers. The product has created a slight disruption in the Kalyan micro market and offers quality living to our home buyers at an affordable price when compared to premium pricing in the vicinity. Construction activity is in full swing for four towers. We have also received approvals for Aryant Ayan at Titwala and revised approvals for Aryant Arshi at Khopoli in Q3, which shall be open for sale in the upcoming quarter. After heartening response of the Della Tower last year, we are also gearing up for the new launch at Aryant Aspire in Panvel. On the business development front, we have acquired 25 acres of land at Chowk, which is off the old Mumbai-Pune highway. This is a total outright purchase of land wherein we would be venturing into horizontal development. We shall be coming up with plotted development being offered to the plot buyers. The project development potential shall be around 6.6 lakh square feet area spread across 275 plots. Going forward, we also have a good robust pipeline in the coming quarter as well as financial year 2024, which is explained out in the presentation uploaded on the exchanges as well. With this, I would like to now throw the floor open for questions. So the management is there to take the questions. So over to the questions.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. My first question is regarding the Ayan project. Earlier it was planned Q3 FY23. Now it's moved into Q4. And one more project, Silpada project, is planned Q1 FY24. I think now it's moved into Q3. Could you please mention some specific reasons for the delay in the projects?
It has taken not only this, 3 to 4 projects have taken up delay in approval of times. And with the Shilpata project, we are still adding on a small portion of more land, hence the design would be completed along with that. There had been the planned approvals for at least 2 to 3 phases, which were in Q1, Q2, later in this year, could not happen up, and the delay, due to delay, this would be they should be seeing up daylight in this quarter and the coming quarters. So we will be able to see up more launches continuously from this as well as in the next quarters.
Okay, sir. My next question in terms of interest costs are increased a little bit, 5 crores to 8 crores. Like, what would be the debt levels and what is the finance cost? And what kind of maximum peak debt levels we may expect by this year?
Our construction finance happens to be at 12% per annum, which is from SCCI and HDFC Limited. And because new acquisition have been done and hence the borrowings have been taken up for purchase and acquisition of the new lands, And due to this reason, the finance cost still has already gone up a bit, but the business opportunities are more far yielding, which can easily satisfy. And still, when we talk about debt to equity ratios and our control and debt versus our project receivables, we are fairly on a very good, comfortable side. As till now, also, we have only 3 projects which are mortgaged out of 14 which are under construction. So this is how we balance it out, that the company is at a very low risk when it comes to debt.
Okay, sir. Sir, on the realization side, we have seen improvement. In FY22, the realization around 5,536 per square feet. But in 9 months FY23, 5,768 per square feet. It's almost more than 4% increase. You have taken any price hikes during the quarter?
Yeah, we have taken up the price hikes, and in spite of taking price hikes, we are seeing sales happening, and this has secured the company's businesses, and it will not erode the profits which were to be taken care due to the rise in construction costs from the last 1 year.
Okay, sir. Sir, we bought 25 acres land in outright purchase in Mumbai to highway. So what would be the land cost?
It is 38 crores. 38 plus standard realization, around 40 crores. 41. 41 crores.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in.
Yes.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ketan Koteja from Ketan Koteja and Company. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, congratulations for fantastic quarterly results. Since company has seen impressive growth and scale up in last 2 years, my question is, can we expect the same growth momentum on the business scale up in coming year? Thank you.
Well, Ms. Ketan, as we have been always told, we tell that we are into percentage completion method, and income tax and companies act both match each other. And percentage completion method ensures that the profits are booked in time. And when we see the when we see that the sales are growing, automatically the percentage on percentage completion method, the revenue recognition as well as the EBITDAs and PAT numbers will always have a CAGR. And it is not like this is one of an windfall type of quarter. We are aware that yes, whenever there would be rise in sales, we will see up the same type of performance after each sale around in the next quarter. So be tuned to it. We would be able to do up and similar kind of performance as we have done in the last 10 quarters. When we talk about after COVID, when we see the all 10 quarters, the company has been able to do a better number than the previous quarter.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. We have the next question from the line of Ganpal Pangal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, very good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Welcome.
First of all, congratulations on great set of numbers. Last year performance we have covered in 3 quarters. So my question is on the PAT margin. So these are sustainable margin, 13%, or there is any chances of decreasing in coming time, rate of interest rising scenario?
See, basically, the any project which is envisaged and which are taken up newly are worked out within PAT margins of around 20+%. And when we have seen up and bad cycle of 5 years which has passed through in the past, in the last one decade, and the majority of the lands are already procured in 2010, 11, 12, and it has been carried out in construction of phase-wise manner. in spite of a longer tenure, the projects are profitable. And undoubtedly, when we talk about one or two projects which are of an which are of 2012 purchases, the PAT margins are less, but blended out with the new projects and the new and the old projects, we would be able to see a similar kind of PAT margins in the coming quarters also.
Okay. Fair enough. And sir, one more question: is there any fundraising plan, or our internal accruals are enough to project the ongoing sites?
For new acquisitions, funds will be raised. For the current projects which are ongoing, as we have always mentioned in our earlier conference calls also, that we don't, the company does not require any working capital. It is good enough to raise, to have collections and run the projects which are existing without having additional facilities in large. For the new acquisition, yes, the funds will be required, and this is the right time to acquire businesses. As we have seen Mumbai metropolitan region and Navi Mumbai in particular, seeing a big growth, a large growth which has been witnessed by and which have been accoladed by the Honorable Prime Minister also during his Navi Mumbai, it was during his visit to Mumbai this last January also, this January. And this is the time to get the best of the businesses acquired so that the business, so that the company will have profitable transactions in the next 5 years from now. So we will be acquiring, and will be for that need base, we invite investors to participate in the issuance of equity, and in that case, if you required, a little bit of debt also would be pocketed.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and best wishes to you. I wish the momentum and the progress of the company will be continuing in the coming quarters. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. We have a follow-up question from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my question. Sir, on the balance sheet, receivables, trade receivables have been increased around 60 crores to 84 crores from FY22 to 9 months FY23.
As and when the sales will increase, always the trade receivables will be spiraling up to the earlier ones. Yes, still the collections are into good flow, and we see about home loans and being disbursed. It generally takes around 90 days to 100 days for an home loan disbursement from the day of and client booking. Hence, trade receivables would see always an growth and would see an increase. And this would mean that in spite of good collections, if the trade receivables are increasing, that shows that the sales and the client, the sales numbers are also increasing.
Okay, sir. So, on the project delivery side, I think we have done 471 units in 9 months FY23. We may assume in Q4 we can able to deliver 232-250 units.
Hello.
Hello, sir. I'm audible.
Yeah, you're audible.
Yes, sir. Sir, on the project delivery unit side, we have achieved 471 units in 9 months FY23. Is that possible to achieve another 200 to 250 units in Q4?
Yeah, Bala. Yeah, so we are lined up for new deliveries wherein we've already applied for OC for some projects in Taloja. So we should be able to get another 350 to 400 units under this category in this financial year, hopefully.
Fine, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ketam from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, you're audible.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to ask, on the presentation you released, the note that we've acquired 25 acres and we also have approval of 51 acres land to be acquired in Raigarh. So is this different from the one which we have already acquired?
Yeah, it is in addition to the 25 and adjoining to the 25. So on the completion of acquisition and transaction being completed, this will total up to 76 acres.
76. Okay. And this will have a revenue potential of 6.6 lakhs per acre, the 76 or the 25.
Yeah, we will be going into plotted development, which is the in thing today across India. And we are seeing up this change due to the better infrastructure facilities where horizontal development is possible. And the travel time is reduced due to the MTHL link, the ENPT corridors, etc., which are already done up in Navi Mumbai. And the larger project generally sees up and start to completion cycle of 7 to 10 years. In a plotted development, it would see a cycle of 2 years to 3 years. So the turnout would be more faster.
Understood. I just wanted to ask this, so the 76 acres which we'll be acquiring in Raigarh, so this in all will have a potential of 6.6 lakh square feet?
Yeah, approximately it would be same. It can be any large.
To interrupt, the 6.6 lakh square feet is for the 25 acres.
Understood. So 76 acres will have how much? So basically, okay, 3 times.
We'll have to get back to you.
Yeah, it would be approximately 3 times. Okay. Now, for your information, it would be sold not on square feet but on plots. And we see around 275 bungalow plots in first 25 acres. And similarly, another 500 plus in the next 50 acres. So the plotted development would result out to something around 700 bungalow plots.
Okay. Understood.
So here FSI is not important. Here plotting is important because okay. FSI would be constructed by the developer, by the plot buyer himself.
Okay. And sir, in this area, so this will mostly, what will be the buyer segment, buyer type for this? Will this be a second home for the buyer or, I mean, like a vacation home or sort of away from
the city? It is the first target customers are for second home, which has seen up a big spurt in the last 1.5 year, right after COVID also. And we have seen plotted development by Vadhva right now taking up a huge success in the month of January. Outrageous. And on the same lines, we see that it is a less risk of job and undoubtedly the target would be second home. But when we see this region geographically, we find that we are just 5 kilometers away from Hiranda, which is a high-rise development, and where it is apartment living of a 2-bedroom and 3-bedroom, and a person would be getting up more than 3 times the total area of what he gets in an apartment in the same cost. So the living style will in the nearest future nearby industrial area as well as the Navi Mumbai area.
Understood. So this is Patal Ganga area, right? Patal Ganga industry.
Can you get me in? Somebody can take it over?
Yeah, so this we have acquired is in Chowk area. This is close to the Hiranandani Fortune City at Panvel. So it's not Patal Ganga.
Okay, understood. So we said that, just to get this right, 25 acres, we bought it for 41 crore, right? That transaction is done.
Including stamp duty and registration charges, yes.
Yeah, and so we raised some debt from STCI for this. And then we are now looking for one more capital raise of 150 crores. So that will be a mixture of debt or debt and equity or only equity.
Receivable would be equity and required for the business acquisition, it would be a mix also.
Okay. So 150 crores you're looking for our equity rates or QIP.
Yeah, whatever comes first.
Okay.
Hello.
Sorry, I was not able to, I missed, sorry, 1 minute last one. Sorry. Can you repeat that? Right?
So whatever comes first, we'll be looking at that. So it's not just specifically for equity or specifically only debt. Whatever comes first, and it'll mostly be a mix of both, hopefully.
Understood. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Business to be undertaken is more important, and the opportunity loss would be more than any other balance sheet numbers.
Thank you, sir. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Vaibhav Kachulia from BK Capital. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on the fantastic numbers, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Vaibhav.
My question was regarding our margin profile. So can you just explain, Ashokji, ki, like out of 100 crores of sales, what is the operating margin and then interest and then tax?
Abhishek, can you take it over?
Yeah. Vaibhav, if you are referring to our 9 months figure, the total income for the 9 month period was about 325 crores and EBITDA was 69.21 crores. So the margin, EBITDA margin that we have clocked for this period is about 21.25% and PAT is 42.44% and PAT margin, it is translating to 13.03%.
Right. So Ashokji mentioned that new projects we are targeting 20% PAT margin. So, what is the thought process?
If we see for Aryan 4 Aneka, the project which is nearing completion or they are applying for occupancy, if individually if that project is seen, some of the new projects of small sizes which are not small sizes, the new projects which can be seen, you find that the margins are to a tune of 24%, 25%, 30% also. So we can share with you how project-wise margins have made an contribution. As I told that, fewer of the projects where the price cost has, the cost of construction has already increased and where the lands are already with the company in the books since one decade. And in spite of interest capitalization to the lands which has already been acquired, the projects are not into losses. Yes, the margins are less in that project today, but what we see coming forward, the time the airport lands, the projects like Arihant Aspire, which are of mega sizes and which are not giving margins today to a big extent, and small jump in 10% of rates would make up a big, big difference. And we are happy that we have a good stock in hand in that project also. We see that the airport we would see a daylight in 25 around, and the balance project life cycle is for another 5 to 7 years. So we will get the advantage of margins in the projects which have been contributing today less. So it is a blended margin which we see today of 13%, which already has seen as an increase. And we see that the new projects which we envisage, every time whenever a project is taken, it is never taken with a margin of 10%. We see that the margin should be at least 20% plus. And going forward, after the business cycles are completed, we come to know how it has really functioned and how the project has been able to perform. So we see that, yes, the margins would see a marginal increase on YOY basis till the old projects all get faded out.
Okay. So, sir, basically, like operating level, what margins do we target in the future?
20%.
How much?
20% we target as margins.
No, this is at net profit level or EBITDA level?
This is at net profit level.
So EBITDA will be closer to 30%, and how much will the interest be, sir?
EBITDA would be 30%.
And how much will the interest be typically? What is the planning from our side?
So around it takes in terms of percentages, yes, 10%. Of the total revenues is the interest cost, and when it comes to per square feet basis and filing, so it is something 5% goes towards interest, 5% towards tax of the sale price, 5% towards marketing, 5% towards administration. So 20% of the sale price goes towards these four heads, and around 60% goes towards land cost. So project to project, it differs with its cycle. On an average, we would be on an average, we aspire for a margin of around 20%. And when we compare with the peer comparers, with the peer developers in and around, we are placed better off.
Okay, fantastic. And sir, this dotted development, what kind of revenues can we expect per plot or something on an average?
We have not opened up the prices, but it would be sub 1 crore rupees. And it is at a very, very, very hot location. It's one of the most premium, and that is what plotted development yet has not seen premium locations. It has been always very far off where people have been tired. A was that where the projects have been there. Two, repute brand developers have never come into plotted development earlier than 12 months from now. And now when we see that the biggest brands are also coming into it, it would see a new form of real estate in Mumbai. And
no, so like what we have paid 41 crores for the land. So we are hoping to sell each plot for 50 lakhs to 1 crore. So what could be the revenue from the entire thing?
We would be seeing up an average of 75 lakhs as an plot sale price.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star 1 to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Tirath from LSE Vidya Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. If you could tell me the new projects Avanti and Ayan, under what company are they being launched?
It is in the holding company, Aryan Superstructures Limited.
Oh, superb. So we'll own 100% of it, correct?
Yes, even the plotted development would be under holding company. So our majority of the projects are now being taken up in the holding company only. The subsidiaries, as and when, would see up free cash flows. At that time, it would be a thought given that should a new project be acquired in subsidiary or not. But till now, further going forward for the next 2 years, it looks like all the projects would come in the holding company and with 100% stake.
Okay, that's a great decision. So thank you. The other question was for Aspire and Akarshan. I was wondering how are the pricing trends on a square foot carpet basis?
Orient Aspire is at an on carpet basis, Rera carpet area, 10,000 to 11,000 rupees a square foot, and Orient Akarshan at an Rera carpet area of 7,000 to 8,000 rupees a carpet area.
And what kind of a number are we looking for Avanti?
Avanti would be around 8,000 to 9,000 rupees a carpet area of sale price, and total number of configuration to the project should be around 1,010,000 square feet, which would mean around 1,200 houses.
Okay, and how would you say the last 2 years price increase has been in these three projects? Not these three, but the first two actually, Aspire and Akarshan.
And on average, we have seen up an price rise of around 7 to 8 to 10% on project to project basis across all the projects.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who want to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Girish Gulati, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is to Mr. Parth. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, Parth, just would like to know, we have $1 billion worth of sales oncoming, and what kind of a company would you like to build over the period of next 5 years would be, like, in the midterm, since the next generation has taken over or joined in. So, just would like to know your vision on the way forward for the company. Thank you.
Yeah, so as a company today, we are at around 400 employees. And with the ongoing project that we have, it's almost, yeah, like you said, almost $1 billion, 7,000, 8,000 crores of sales to be done. We'd like to build a company which is a built-to-last company, which will be run with a mix of professional as well as promoters' involvement. but a lot of delegation is already given, especially on the sales front, all the engineering front today also, to the professionals where they are able to take up the calls on themselves. Even the level 4, level 3, level 2 employees are being doing that. And the idea is that we build an organization which will be sustainable not just for 5 years but even beyond. And we'd like to also increase the size of the company from the existing portfolio that we have of around 1.5 crore square feet to 2.5 crore square feet over the next half a decade from here. And I feel the position, the surroundings, the environment is supportive for this company to pick up the growth chart to the next level. And the external factors are also supporting us, especially when we talk of the MMR region. So I think we are one of the few listed companies who are very much focused on the MMR belt only. And we feel the opportunity lies at a great, great extent in this area, and this will be the location we'll be looking at for the next decade.
So, Giriji, what we see is that given all the things in place, we would be able to do a 4X in terms of everything, maybe the size, the people, the revenues, everything. Given all the capital in place, we would be and opportunities in hand which are coming up, in 5 years we can take it up to a multiplier of 4 times.
Perfect, perfect. And so Parth, since you were talking about positioning in MMR, so you know, in Mumbai region there is Hiranandani, which today is just built on that trust factor for a customer, or whether it is a financier or whether somebody, an investor who wants to back it up. The trust level, what they have built is unparalleled. Since we are very large in MMR region, can we run campaigns according to the trust? Not for the stock market, but for, you know, the buyers, or it has to go with the buyer first. And then, you know, we will have that backing of all the institutions that in the next half a decade, since you mentioned that trust level is so high that whatever project or even we are thinking out of the box, we have backing of all the institutions along with us. So maybe the campaigns are not along those lines. This is not a question, just a suggestion.
No, we are welcome to your suggestion, and we'll try to implement it at the best levels possible. We thank you for the suggestion as well. And our idea is also to be a leader in the market wherever we are operating, and to have a very, very respected brand image across the industry, across the vendor section, across the peer developers, and obviously across all the consumers, the potential consumers, and the existing consumers. So our vision is to be a company which can provide all the solutions for a home buyer. Right, today's portfolio also is ranging from around 18, 19, 20 lakhs going up to around 3 crores. And now we've also ventured out to the plotted development. So if the company has the platter which the market, which the consumer is looking for, I think then the growth is not stoppable.
Perfect. I would like to thank Mr. Ashok and Parthiv as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. Participants may press star and one to ask a question at this time. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashok Chajar, Chairman and Managing Director, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, all investors, and everybody to participate in the conference call. It was a great insight, and stay tuned with us. As we tell always that real estate is not on quarter-to-quarter basis. It has to be seen on a bandwidth of at least an year basis, given the average of the last 3 years. We will be doing up better than what we have done. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, all the participants.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.